So our next two speakers, or our next speaker, is Rabbi Yisrael David David Weiss. I'm sorry for the pronunciation. He's from Neturei Karta International, which is a group of Jews who are also opposed to Israel and also opposed to Zionism in itself. And Rabbi Weiss will, I think, give us a good background as to why and what he and his group are doing about it, and how that can translate into the movement as a whole. So you have about 10 to 15 minutes. Okay.
With God's help, it's like he says, it's a short time to be able to, I'll have to condense and try to just touch on a few of the main issues in order that to give an understanding, at least, of what is going on. First of all, what is going on in the Middle East, the conflict, what the conflict is all about. And the reason why it is so important to understand what this conflict is, what the real conflict is, and basically to understand what Zionism is simply because us as Jewish people, which is a religion, God-fearing, and Muslim people and so forth, who is God-fearing, believing in a God, the fact that they're coming in the name of religion, in the name of God, in order to clarify whether it is being done in the name of God, whether it's truly in the name of God, is simply a fact that it has to do with profaning God's name or sanctifying God's name. If these actions are being done improperly in the name of God, then God's name is being profaned, and we are required as religious people to stand up and clarify the truth, and that will be sanctifying his name, which is an obligation of a Jewish person. And then the second issue would be that if you are clear in what the conflict is, then God willing, that could help to rectify the mistakes and maybe to clarify for the nations that are backing the wrong side that they're making a mistake, a large mistake. So let me just try to, like I say, be concise and bring, with God's help, the main issues here. We have to understand Zionism is called the Jewish state, so-called the Jewish state. That is the way they like to be called. The Israeli state, Israel, the state of Israel. They didn't give themselves, the whole movement of Zionism is 100 years old, and yet they didn't give themselves a name, a new name. They didn't look for to get a patent on a new name. They picked a name that was around for thousands of years. The Jewish people, the Jewish state, and so forth. Being that they picked this name, we have to understand, does it coincide? Does it have to do with Judaism? Let's try to understand. So I'll have to explain just very short. Judaism is a religion, as you all know. It's what the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had a bond with God, and it was given the Old Testament. The Jewish people followed the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, it's stated that God promised the Jewish people a holy land. But if one studies the Bible, the Old Testament, he'll notice that it says clearly that it was given to them with a stipulation that they have to be holy. It is God's land, it is a holy land. And if there will be sin, if they will sin in the land, they will be thrown out of the land. And if you'll follow the books of the prophets, you will find that it states quite clearly that the Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they all warned the Jewish people that they are sinning and they're going to be, they'll be expelled from the land. And eventually, again, you'll follow the books of the prophets, the Jewish people were expelled from the land as a whole, as a nation. And the Jewish people, as a religious people, accepted this from God. They accepted it. They understood it was because of their sins, and it wasn't because of their military weakness or anything of that nature, nothing to do with that whatsoever. They accepted it was because of their sins, and they went into exile. And once they went into exile in the Talmud, which is exactly like we have the written law, the written Torah, which is the Old Testament, and the Talmud is the oral law, the oral Bible, the oral part of the Jewish belief, and it has to be followed exactly the same as the written part of the Jewish law, which is the written. In other words, they both have the same holiness by Jewish people. You cannot pick and choose what you want. You have to follow both of them the same. And in the Talmud, it says that the Jewish people were sworn by God not to try to leave exile ahead of time, not to go up in arms against nations, any nations, and not to go up in mass to the Holy Land. And we have to understand the reason for this, because it's simply that being that we accept that God put us into exile, We have to understand that God is the one who could end exile. And through military force, being that it's a metaphysical state, being in exile, you can't shoot yourself out with physical prowess, with guns. You can't shoot yourself out of this metaphysical event. And this was accepted by all Jewish believing people. Now, I just want to interject that the meaning of the end of exile doesn't mean, again, it doesn't mean a Zionist state with military might to go and subjugate another people. It means the belief, the Jewish people believe that we believe at the end of time, all nations will recognize the one God, and everybody will serve God together in brotherhood and peace. And we won't have to convince other people that that the Messiah came, what we pray. We believe that everybody will recognize and together serve God. As you know, by the UN, on the Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, there's etched into the wall a verse from Isaiah, Yeshaya in Hebrew, where it says that they'll beat the swords into plowsheds, and so forth. The wolves will rest together with the sheep. In other words, there won't be a war. Everybody together will serve God peacefully. We won't have to convince other people. This is what we pray for, we hope for. We don't hope for, like I say, to subjugate other people or to come with military force and expel other people. So this is the difference, what we're waiting for. Now, the Zionists, so this is actually what our exile is. We believe God put us into exile, and we have to be in every country where we were spread out, to be loyal citizens, to be humble people, to stand in the service of God, learning the holy books, and studying, and being a nation, an exemplary nation of service to God. And to try to leave exile is totally forbidden by God, and what you're doing, if you try to, you're just showing that you do not believe that God is keeping you in exile. This was accepted throughout the ages. Zionism, which started 100 years ago, was a movement started by non-religious Jews, who simply, they were non-religious. They didn't believe that it's God's hand is involved in our suffering in exile, that what Jewish people are suffering is through God. They didn't accept that. So they had this problem in front of them. Jewish people are suffering. What could we do? Well, they had a simple solution. We'll make ourselves a nation amongst nations. We'll build ourselves up a military and our own army, and that way we'll be able to stand up and have, nobody will bother us. We'll go to any country we will pick, whatever country we'll pick that's convenient, that's plausible, and that way we'll be able to protect ourselves and we'll stop suffering. Actually, you have to understand that Zionism was born from Reform, which was like 100 years before, Reform Judaism, which was Reform Judaism said, we're suffering, let us assimilate with the other nations, and that way we'll stop suffering. Nobody will recognize us as Jews, we'll stop looking like Jews, we'll assimilate. It didn't work. Why didn't it work? Because, like I say, because Judaism is a religion. There is a God. And God didn't want the Jewish people to assimilate. And he didn't want to, he made it that the Jewish people should suffer, and it doesn't help to assimilate. That is, if you're a God-fearing person, you believe in God, then you believe it can't work. You cannot fight God's hand. That is our belief. That is why we say Reform Movement didn't help the suffering of anti-Semitism. Zionism, again, like I say, which was like 100 years later, which is 100 years ago from this date, didn't see it that way. They just saw that assimilation didn't work. So let's try another solution, which was to make our own country. And that way, we'll be alone, we'll have our own military, and we'll be safe. They first thought of Uganda. I'm sure you all know the history. They thought of one land, another land, but they saw the Jewish people refused to follow their movement because it was so strange to Judaism. Nobody accepted this. So they finally decided we'll take Palestine. That makes sense. After all, it's the promised land, what God promised us. Now, it's ridiculous, actually, if you think about it, because these are irreligious people, and they're running away from religion. And the whole set of laws, when they made the state, is, you know, they don't have the Torah, which is the guiding laws over there. They made a whole new set of laws, a whole system. And this system, what they had, this new set of laws, ignores the Torah and actually ridicules the Torah in many, many instances. And yet, the claim to the land is because they're Jewish, and they say God promised to us. So in other words, what they do is they pick and they choose, and they falsely represent Judaism. They come, they say, give us the land because God promised us. Us as religious Jews, and actually the whole community around the world at the time of the inception of Zionism, the rabbinical authorities around the world was a total opposition. They said, what do you mean God gave you the land? God took away the land from you. How could you come saying God gave you the land? But unfortunately, through the works of Satan, this Zionist movement was the one that was recognized as the representatives of Judaism. Why? Because, like I say, we believe it's, like I say, everything's from God. It was the works of Satan. But, of course, it worked out in the materialistic world. It worked out because they were close with the Western leaders from Britain, Great Britain, and from the United States, and they were looked at as the representative. Although the rabbinical authorities in Jerusalem, we have the letter that they sent to Lake Placid, the United Nations, the chief rabbi of Jerusalem, who was the true chief rabbi of Jerusalem, like I always say, not like the chief rabbis of Israel, who we do not recognize, they're just the lackeys of the Israeli government. But the real rabbinical authorities, they wrote a letter requesting that they should not be included in this Israeli state. They said, we don't want to be there. We don't want to be under this Israeli state that you want to recognize. And he said, the chief rabbi was Rabbi Dushinsky, he said, I have 60,000 people in Jerusalem. And if you know that the Jewish total over there wasn't many more than that, there was a small population. And yet they were totally ignored. They were the indigenous people, and they were totally ignored. This was the unfortunate happening, the tragedy that developed, that the Zionists were recognized the de facto representatives of Judaism. And this is a fallacy. So once you understand that Zionism is actually not only strange to Judaism, it is the direct opposite of what Judaism is. Judaism is a spiritual belief. Peaceful people are people that have to be compassionate. We have to emulate God. We cannot subjugate a people. We cannot oppress a people. We cannot steal land. It says in the Torah, in the Ten Commandments, you shall not steal. It says in the Torah all over about not harming people. Like I say, being compassionate. And Zionism threw away the Torah because they didn't want to recognize the God. And what they did was they said, we want to take a land, a military might. So Zionism is a nationalistic, secular movement. Totally the opposite of what Judaism is. And here they are the representatives. Now, so that's the truth. Now let's get what develops from this. Once they say that they're representatives of Judaism, so if anybody stands up and says anything against them, especially being that there was the Hitler and the Second World War and there was much anti-Semitism and Jews were oppressed and what happened, you know, the tragedy that occurred. So there's many people that feel guilty to the tragedy that happened in the Second World War. And the Second World War is an issue which I can't unfortunately get into, that the Zionists had a large hand in many, many happenings through the World War II and Hitler. But I'm not going to touch that now. But anyway, but being that there was such a case, so many people feel guilty and they want to help people and save them from further anti-Semitism. So the Zionists use this. So when anybody attacks the Zionists or the Israeli state, they say, hey, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. And everybody's afraid to touch that because the wounds are still raw. People still remember what the Second World War was and how people ignored what happened to Jewish people and so forth. And it's true, Jewish people suffered tremendously. So people are really afraid to touch the subject. And Zionists grow on this. Whenever they can touch, because they can say the word anti-Semitism, so that they can take a person and they can throw him out of the political field. They can do anything if he's if his job or anything, calling anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism. Now, we have to understand that the media, the tremendous power that they have if in advertising and so forth, that they can make, they'll threaten advertising and so forth. There's another point. Besides calling somebody an anti-Semite, they actually, they're supposedly, they wanted to save the Jews from anti-Semitism. That was the reason. And the ironic point is that they've caused en masse anti-Semitism amongst the Muslim people especially, since the creation of the state. I mean, the Muslim people happen to be the ones that were getting along best with the Jewish people, and the history attests that the Jewish people lived amongst the Muslim communities throughout the world in peace and brotherhood. And here, 100 years ago, a bewildering happening happened. All of a sudden, the Muslim people became anti-Semites. We can't understand it. But it definitely wasn't because of Zionism. It's only because of anti-Semitism. If you don't believe me, you'll ask any Zionist leader. He'll explain to you this is anti-Semitism. And yet it's the last 100 years which coincides exactly with Zionism. And where Zionism grows, that's where there's more anti-Semitism. Where there's the Antifada, they scream, it's not the Antifada, it's anti-Semitism in Europe, what's going on now. It's mind-boggling how people cannot recognize the truth when you see that Zionism is the cause, and it's blatant in front of everybody's eyes, and yet it's either they can't recognize it or people are afraid to open their mouths. Because you're an anti-Semite. Well, like me, I'm a self-hater, of course. A Jew hater, a self-hating Jew. And so this is something that has to be understood. Once you get past this block, I believe, once you can get past this and call out to the people that there's not, we're not anti-Semites. We have a conflict here with Zionism, which is a secular movement, and they're the worst enemy to the Jewish people. which is a whole issue by itself, which unfortunately I definitely can't get into, but they've made irreligious all the North African Jewry. They've taken them up to, they pulled them up to Palestine. They all became non-religious where they were religious communities. They've done away with the Sabbath, they dig up graves which any other land would not be for archaeological reasons, and in any other land if you would try to archaeological digs, people would, there would be an uproar. So what they've done to Judaism, they're the Jews' worst enemies. They've caused anti-Semitism. But if you want to get past this, if you want to fight Zionism, you have to get up there and say, we are not anti-Semites, we do not hate Jews. We have a problem with this new movement called Zionism. And also, the Zionist, I have to repeat something that I've said on Al Jazeera, which is a very important. The rabbi said it to me right before I got to Jerusalem. He said, there's many things that grow on water. Most things grow from the ground. Certain things grow from water. And there's certain things grow from air, like mushrooms. He said, Zionism grows from Jewish blood. Being that their whole reason for existence is to supposedly protect the Jews, if they can incite people that they should kill a Jew, then they're able to say, look, you have to have us. The example that we give is somebody sets a house on fire and he runs and he says, fire, fire, in the middle of the night, and he becomes the hero. He's saving them. That's what the Zionists are doing. They set fire and then they run fire, fire, and they're supposedly the hero. They set the fire. They say, it's the Antifada. It just started. We had the Oslo Accord. What are you, crazy? The Antifada, every action brings a reaction. It's 54 years you're oppressing a people. What do you think will happen? So this we must understand. You have to get up there and not, it shouldn't be spewed any type of, understand, clarify. They're looking to entrap you to be, say words, Jew, the Jews. Get up there, say, we have a fight with Zionism, and we're not out to kill Jews. Many Jews, which is a very important issue, I'm going to end, is that that many Jews today, and I would say that, I can't tell you the exact percentage, but it's definitely the majority of Jews do not need an Israeli state, even in Israel today. They do not want it. But they're afraid. The fear, the propaganda of Zionism is that these third world Muslims, these people that are from some other planet or something, they're called Muslims, they're out to kill people. And once you can clarify that it's not true, there's no such thing, there's not this hate, we just want our rights back. You want your rightful property back, you want your house back, you want your sovereignty back, it is your land. And I'm not talking about the West Bank, that should of course go, I mean that's ridiculous, but talking about the whole land, which is properly the Palestinian people, the sovereignty to the indigenous population, the Palestinian people, you want your rights, you're not out to kill Jews, and clarify that, speak that out clearly, that there should not be the fear of the Muslim people. Then I think that the Americans, it will take the bite out of the Zionists, they will not be able to be so self-righteous and go to the other nations and claim the rights. And our prayer, the Jewish prayer is throughout the world, you must understand we have hundreds of thousands of Jews throughout the world who stand with me on this issue. There's some who, like I say, are afraid to return it because, like I say, the fear, not because of Zionism, because of fear. But there's many, many who are quiet, who can't be, but they're intimidated by Zionists because of the boycotts and so forth and so on. There's many of us around the world who stand up. But you must clarify what we do. We pray to God, we're God-fearing people, many people are. Our prayer is the speedy dismantling of the state, the total dismantling, and it should be peaceful without any further bloodshed. We pray for this. This is our prayer. And and yours is to clarify to the nations, you're not anti-Semites, you're not anti-Jewish, rather, and you are Semites, you're not anti-Jewish, and you're not looking to shed blood, and God willing, you want your rights back, and it will not cost blood. This is a very important. Then I think you will be able to get it. And God willing, our prayer to God is that we should be able to live speedily together, and the God's name should be spread over the world. Everybody should serve him peacefully together. Thank you.